Hare Krishna. So, reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 6, 96 to 99, 96, 97, 98 has no purports. So, I'll read the translations from 96, 97, 98, and there's a nice, it's not a long purport, but it's a nice purport to 99. So, verse 96, upon hearing this, Gopinath Acharya became very unhappy. He said to Bhattacharya, you consider yourself the knower of all the Vedic scriptures. 97, Srimad-Bhagavatam and the Mahabharata are two of the most important Vedic scriptures, but you have paid no attention to their statements. 98. In the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Mahabharata is stated that the Lord appears directly, but you say that in this age there is no manifestation or reincarnation of Lord Vishnu. So verse 99. In this age of Kali, there is no Leela avatar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is known as Tri Yuga. That is one of his holy names. Thank you. A Leela avatar is an incarnation of the Lord who performs a variety of activities without making any special endeavor. He always has one pastime after another, all full of transcendental pleasure, and these pastimes are fully controlled by the Supreme Person. The Supreme Person is totally independent of all others in these pastimes. While teaching Sanatana Goswami, Madhya Lila 20, 296 to 298. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out that one cannot count the number of Lila avatars. Lila avatara Krishnara, Narayaya Ganana, Pradana Karaya, Kahi Digdadar Darshana. However, the Lord told Sanatan, I shall explain the chief Leela avatars. Matsya, Kurma, Raghunath, Nishinga, Vamana, Varahedi, Lika Yatra, Nana, Namagana. Thus, the Lord's incarnations are enumerated, including Matsya, the fish incarnation, Kurma, the tortoise, Lord Ramachandra, Narsingadev, Vamanadev, and Varaha, the boar incarnation. Thus there are innumerable Leela avatars, and all of these exhibit wonderful pastimes. Lord Varaha, the boar incarnation, lifted the entire planet Earth from the depths of the Gabhadagad ocean. The tortoise incarnation, Lord Kurma, being a pivot for the amalgamation of the whole sea. And Lord Nrisimhadev appeared as half man and half lion. These are some of the wonderful and uncommon features of the Leela avatars. In his book, Laghu Bhagavad-gita, Srila Rupa Goswami has enumerated the following 25 Lila Avatars, Chatusana, Narada, Varaha, Matsya, Yajna, Naranarayan, Kapila. Now understand, this is not, there's two Kapilas. There's the atheist Kapila and there's Lord Kapila Dev, as in the Bhagavatam. So this is reference to the with Devahuti. Dattatreya, Hiresha, Hari Griva, Hamsa, Prishnigarbha, Rashabha, Prithu, Nishingha, Kurma, Dhanavatri, Mohini, Vamana, Parashuram, Raghavendra, Vyas, Balaram, Krishna, Buddha, and Kalki. Also, there is two Buddhas. So this is the, one is the atheist Buddha. This is the other Buddha. So Lord Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu is not mentioned as a Leela avatar because he is an incarnation in disguise, Channa avatar. In this age of Kali, there are no Leela avatars, but there is an incarnation of the Lord manifested in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This has been explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is his purport is, in one sense, is very straightforward, and but also it can be very confusing because it says in this age of Kali there is no Leela avatar, and he is known as Tri Yuga. So all these, in the previous yugas, Krishna appeared in different colors. White, red, and blackish. But in this Kali Yuga, he appeared in a golden color. This is confirmed by Garga Muni in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. When one eight thirteen. Your son Krishna appears as an incarnation in every millennium. In the past, he assumed three different colors, white, red, yellow. And now he has appeared in a blackish color. In another Dwapara Yuga, he appeared as Lord Ramachandra and in the color of Sukha, a parrot. All incarnations are assembled in Krishna. So all these Leelas, all these Leela avatars, they have, as Prabhupada said, writes, they have all different wonderful pastimes. And some of them mentioned here. But also it says in one purport I read yesterday that there are innumerable pastimes that are not mentioned. They are just like these little side, it is one main river, and they're just, there's little, rivulets, just little small rivers coming from the main. So, but they're part of that main river. It's like if you go to Mayapur, and if you go on the Navadvip Mandal Parakram, you see the main you've seen the main body of Ganga Devi. But you go on to Koladweep, Kodrumadweep, and all the other islands, you'll see some dried up riverbeds where Ganga used to flow in the past. And so these places where Ganga used to flow, but somehow she changed direction, and after time these riverbeds, but they are part of the original Ganga. And so therefore Lord Chaitanya, he came in this Kali Yuga. We know he came in this Kali Yuga, and this is a special Kali Yuga, but also it says in this purport by Srila Vaishnava Chakravarti Thakur, the 10th canto commentary on it's quite long. It's quite a long purport, so I won't go through it all, but I'll take, if anybody wants to read it later on, they can read it, if they can find a copy. Now, it says that here in the purport that Mahaprabhu is not mentioned as a Leela avatar. He's an incarnation in disguise, a Channa avatar. So Channa avatar means in disguise. So Vishnav Chakravarti Thakur, he said, mentions in this verse, also in the previous two verses with no purports about the Marab. Also, he mentions also about the Marabharat. Though this is not mentioned in the Marabharat, it is stated clearly in other places in Sastra. The reason that it is a secret matter, Prahlad Maharaj states, this is in an indirect way in the Shambhagmatam 7.9.38. Chanava kalu yadu avatascha triyoga sva tahastvam. Because Lord appears in a hidden way in Kali Yuga, he is addressed as triyoga. So Prabhupada mentions this, that he is triyoga. The Lord is hidden because he covers his color and mood with other colors and moods so that the contemporary people cannot recognize him. The reason for this invisibility is that Krishna desired to know the sweetness of Radha's prema by assuming Radha's body and taking up her emotions and color. Although Srimati Radhika is the most hidden and secret of all, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas know this very well. So this is why he is the Channa avatar, because he, as we know, he came, Lord Chaitanya came to for his external reasons and the internal reasons. So this purport, or part of the purport by Srila Vaishnava Chakravarti Thakur, is describing the internal reason. And the external reason was also mentioned, that he came to freely give that love of Srimati Radharani to all the conditioned souls. And so therefore, he came as a devotee. There's a few verses from different scriptures that actually predict the appearance of Lord Caitanya. Gauras of Atma, Mahapurusha Atma, Mahayogi Tri Gunayataha Sattva Rupa Bhaktam Loki Kashati. This is from Sri Caitanya Upanishad, from the Purport Adi Leela, verse 22, translation. Lord Gaura, who is all the pervading, super, and supreme personality of Godhead, appears as a great saint and powerful mystic, who is above all the three modes of nature, is the emblem of transcendental activity. He disseminates the cult of devotion throughout the whole world. Kalu Sankirtan Mukti Bhagavashnami Sachimata Sutta. Translation. In the age of Kali, in the Sankhav movement is inaugurated, I shall descend as the son of Sachidevi or Sachimata. And another one is Atvatra. Hatranda Mahadami Bhutva Mahada Bhakta Rupa Drit Mayam Trabishvaswami Kalu Sankyukamini. Sometimes I personally appear on the surface of the world in the garb of a devotee, specifically. I appear as the son of Sachidevi in Kali Yuga to start the Sangadav movement. This is from the Brahma Yamula. Shri Krishna, and another one is Ya Eva Bhagavan Krishna Radhika Prana Balaba Sreshra Du Sijanana Nato Guru Asim Mashvari. The Supreme Person, Shri Krishna Himself, who is the life of Shri Mata Radharani, and is the Lord of the universe in creation, maintenance, and annihilation, appears as Gaura Mahashvari. This is from the Ananta Samhita. And also there's a famous one, of course, from the 11th canto, 5th chapter, verse 31, which I can't remember offhand. So therefore, these pastimes of Lord Caitanya, of course, when there's in the Caitanya Bhagavat that Lord Caitanya himself, as it says in the other's purport, there is in the age of Kali, but there is an incarnation of Lord manifested in the body of Sri Caitanya Prabhu. So we know that in the pastimes of Lord Caitanya, that he manifested differently for 21 hours, or some people call the Mahaprakash Leela, where Mahaprabhu went to Srivas's house, and then he sat on the altar, Srivas's altar, and devotees, they wanted to give him an abhishek, bathe him. So there was one lady there, one servant, one lady, one Mataji there. Her name was Duki, sad. But then when the devotees were giving Lord Caitanya an abhishek with Ganga water, she also was handed the water, and she also bathed Lord Caitanya. So Lord Caitanya changed her name to Suki. She became very happy. So during this incarnate, after the abhishek, Lord Caitanya, He called for different devotees, and he manifested differently to each devotee. So one of them was, he called for Haridas Thakur, and he said, when you were being whipped in the marketplaces, he says, it was I who was taking the whiplashes, and Mahaprabhu then showed him Haridas Thakur his back, and there was marks on Lord Chaitanya's back. And Kovadadar Sridhar, the devotee who used to Mahaprabhu had the Leela with every day selling small leaf plates, cup plates, for drinking. And Mahaprabhu every day would go and argue with him, and call it a and even though Kolada Sridhar, he was a very poor man. And Kovre Sridhar, he said, I just do worship. I worship the Ganga, and I have to look after my family. I maintain myself. And Lord Chaitanya every day would argue with Kovre Sridhar. And Kovre Sridhar, he used to live in Samantadweep, which is the island where the Jagannath Mandir is. If you have a chance to go to Mayapur, or a chance to go to Jagannath Temple, and about 10 minutes walk behind the temple, outside the grounds, is the house of Kovre Sridhar, and the local, and there's a banana leaf plant, where trees, and the locals say that is the same trees that Kovre Sridhar used to make these cups from. And Kovre Sridhar, he was one day after the Harinam Sankirtan, Lord Chaitanya came to his house, and he was so poor that he had this iron cup or iron drinking vessel, but it had holes in it, and Mahaprabhu drank from it. And when Kovre Sridhar, he said this, when he saw this, he felt that he wasn't, he said, my life is finished now, because you are the Supreme Lord and you have drunken from this old metal iron cup. And sometimes there, Lord Chaitanya would go there and take Prasadam with him there as well. And all the other devotees, he called so many devotees forward. And this Mahaprakash Leela. So then it says here that it is not mentioned as a Leela avatar, because, as I said, he's the Channa avatar. So this means the chariots, Acharyas use two words. They describe the same meaning. He's an avatari or a amsi. Amsa means incarnation. Amsi means the source of incarnations. So Mahaprabhu is the source of all the Leela avatars. And therefore, as we know, it says, for going through this list here, you know, some of the famous ones, Nrisimhadev, Kurma, you know, Narada Muni, Matsya, Yagya, Narayana Muni, they're all coming from Krishna, who is non-different from Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya, he did manifest some of these, as mentioned on the list. One of them was at the house of Murari Gupta, and one day Lord Chaitanya, he manifested the mood of Nrisimhadev, because the tantrics and the Mayavadis were making offenses against the Vaishnavas, and because in those days Mayapur Dham was actually the center of learning, but Vaishnavism was in the minority. The tantrics and the impersonalists were in the majority. So they were making offenses to the Vaishnavas. So Lord Chaitanya, he manifested he still kept his form as Lord Chaitanya, but he manifested the mood of Lord Nrisimhadev and was running around Navadvip and saying, kill the atheists, kill the atheists, kill them, kill them. And then also at the house of Murari Gupta, he manifested the mood of Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu, he said, where is, as in the mood of, when he manifested the mood of Lord Vishnu, he said, where is Garuda? Where is Garuda? And then Murari Gupta, he says, I am here, I am here, I am Garuda, I am Garuda. And then Murari Gupta, he carried Lord Chaitanya around his house in that mood of so Lord Chaitanya, he did manifest the moods of, as it says in this list here, Nrisimhadev, Hamsa, the Hari Griva, the horse. And so therefore these Leela avatars, they perform different Leelas for the appropriate time. We know Lord Nrisimhadev, he manifested from the pillar to protect his devotee Prahlad Maharaj. A Mohini also, that one was when the Krishna appeared as a beautiful young lady, and from the kurma came out this nectar of eternal life, one can say. And the demigods one side and the demons the other side. And then we know that she was going to give this nectar to the demon, demigods. But then one of them, we know, Rahu, he entered entered that the demigod's line, and we know that he took some Sapada, only went down to, he only took a little, so this is why Rahu is there. And Vamana, we know he came as Lord Krishna came as a small young boy, and he tricked Bali Maharaj, tricked him by taking those two steps in one go, and then putting the third step on his head, and later, and then he tied him up with the ropes of Varuna, and then sent him down to the Lalit planetary systems. And of course it's Parashuram who killed so many for generations of Kshatriyas. And then this Balaram, he came as Balaram and Krishna. So then also in the end it's explained that again, Prabhupada mentions it twice. In this Kali Yuga, there is no Leela avatars. Now, this is confusing sometimes because we cannot understand what our acharyas have written. Now, I'll read it out in a minute. I'll read what Vishnav Chakravarti Thakur says. So we may not understand what he is saying. But Krishna will give us the understanding. We cannot understand what the acharyas say because of our tiny material conditioned mind. So therefore, we have to accept with faith what the acharyas say, even though we might not understand it. So I do apologize if people don't understand this, what I'm going to read now. But Krishna will, it's quite easy at the end, you will understand in the end. Is it now? Yeah. This is Vishnav Chakravarti Thakur is speaking at about the verse 11th Canto 5:31. There are two meanings to this verse. Kalu api means all Kali Yugas. Sorry, can mean all Kali Yugas, or it can mean a particular Kali Yuga during the 28th cycle of Brahma's day. King Parikshit was already attentive, but nevertheless Sukadev further attracts his attention by saying, Taha Shrinu, just hear me. Because Sukadev is going to explain the secret meaning of the avatar described in the scriptures. He tells King Parikshit to pay close attention. In Kali Yuga, the Tantras, the supplementary Vedic scriptures, are predominant proof. Therefore, Sukadev refers to them. Nana Tantra Vitrayena. considering this verse, sorry, considering the Bhagavad Gita verse 11.5.32, Krishna Varnam Trishta Krishna Tavashkranam, it is seen that wherever the Lord appears in Kali Yuga, once in a day of Brahma, he appears with a dark sham complexion. But his transcendental body is not black like a member of lower class, Sudra in brackets. Rather, Krishna's transcendental body radiates like a superbly beautiful effulgence, Trishta, which is a Krishnam, brighter than a mound of blue sapphires. The second meaning of this verse, above verse, in Kaliyuga appearing in the 28th Yuga cycle, the Supreme Lord is the category of Varna, of Krishna, but his effulgence is a Krishna, or Pita, yellow. Why yellow? Because in the description of the Yuga avatars, the colors white, red, and blackish are previously mentioned. The only color left is Pita, yellow. Therefore, Krishna and Pita combine in one body. Inside Krishna Varna, the category of Krishna, and externally Pita, Varna. Or Krishna Varna can mean one who describes, who described Vamana, the pastimes of Krishna. The meaning of the rest of the verse, 11.5.2, Sangaro Krishna Parashadam, is clear, and the same covered nature described applies to both interpretations. So, as it says here, that there's no Kali Yuga, but Vishnav Chakravarti Thakur explains, there's two interpretations. So both are correct. So there's no confusion. It's quite easy to understand. Because Vishnav Chakravarti Thakur, one of our acharyas, we should never doubt what the acharyas say. Because one time, when I was in Mayapur, Bhakti Vijayapurna Maharaj was giving class, and at that he always used to give class every Sunday morning. So one time he was giving class and he was talking about the purport was about Leela avatars and so on. Then somebody, one of his god brothers, and he asked a question, and the question the question was going to be, I have some doubts what the chariots say. But before he could get the full sentence out, Bhakti Vijayapurna Maharaj blasted him. He said, if you doubt what the acharyas say, you do not accept what you say, you're going to go to hell. Because the acharyas know what they're saying. And I just repeated what he said. He said, because of your, and he pointed at this devotee. And he said, this applies to all of us. He said, Because of your and our material conditioned mind, we cannot understand what the acharyas say. So therefore, we just have to accept what they say, and Krishna will give us the understanding. So we have to accept. So both, as I just read, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he says both interpretations are correct. So I'll stop there. Any questions or nothing? Nothing? Okay. Anybody?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you. Very nice class, very in-depth research. I just have a question. If we are clarifying what the acharyas say, if we're just contemplating and asking questions, does that mean we are doubting?
No. Okay. It's good to clarify. We cannot understand. No, it's good to clarify. Yes, we're not doubting. No. It's good to. It's like when you. Because it's best to clarify. It's best to clarify than speculate. Mm. So the scriptures will clarify whatever is being said. So we just have to read the Shastra, and the Shastra will clip them. But also it says, I think in the last sloka of the Chatu, the fourth seed slokas of the Bhagavad Gita. I forget how it goes now, what it is. But it says in the purport, the translation, Krishna will give us the understanding. In the purport, Prabhupada, he writes this. Said, we cannot understand, but Krishna will give us the understanding. He said, you can read the commentaries, you can read books of the six Goswamis like this, but Krishna will give you the understanding. So it's good to clarify, it's good to clarify. It's not doubting, no.
Thank you.
Any more? Because he has so many avatars. Actually, he has not just Leela avatars. He has Guna avatar, Purusha avatars. So all depends on which avatar you're talking about. So they come at a certain point to... As part of the creation, like, you know, the Purusha avatars, they come, all these avatars, they come at a certain point to perform a certain lila. Prabhupada says this in the purport, beginning, they come at a certain point to either in these different yugas to perform a certain leela to help the devotees or protect the devotees. And also another aspect is that these avatars, they can also teach us. We get some they're teaching us things as well. They're teaching us different aspects of devotional service. So they're also, they come to protect the devotees. They've come to give us some teachings, like the story, that the leela of Prahlad Maharaj and Lord Nrisimhadev. And the pastime with Vamana Dev. Also, there's so much in-depth teaching there behind that leela. This is why they come forth, to teach us as well. Is that okay? Okay.
What's the difference between an avatar and an incarnation?
Sorry?
What's the difference between an incarnation and an avatar?
It's an incarnation. There's not much different, actually. An avatar is, it's mentioned here. Lord Chaitanya is not mentioned. He says an incarnation. So an incarnation, it also, they're both expansions of the same personality. It's just different language. But there's a difference between avatari and avatar. There's one book, I haven't seen it for a long time, called The Golden Avatar. It's about Lord Chaitanya. If you can, so therefore, an avatar is like a, some of these avatars or incarnations, they're scheduled. You know, they're scheduled incarnations and some are not. Anything else? Okay. Shiva. Shichan Chandramita Gijai.